The theme this year is that character counts and building character, and a lot of the messages and compass checks have had a lot to do with that.
Woo! Awesome! Thumbs up!
Thumbs up!
The game of life demands that you play by the rules. Work hard, work as a team, and stand alone when you have to. It calls for determination in the face of adversity. Courage to take the risk to succeed. And it takes grit, fortitude, and character to face this world's opposition.
We're going to show them the most important football skill. What is it?
It takes character to live God's way of life and enter the kingdom of God. Good, true character. But that kind of godly character must be built step by step, decision by decision.
1, 2, 3, right. 1, 2, 3, left.
Character building describes the core of United Youth Camps. Young people enjoying life in a secure setting that shapes and frames their internal character, making them into young men and women of courage, honor, and true faith. Join us as we explore just how much character counts at camp. In the 2004 camp season, our 7 regional camps engaged the minds, muscle, and spirit of well over 800 of our camper-age youth.
Get down, help them out, yeah! Hey, help them
out. For many, this was the best year of camp so far.
Yeah. They're bringing their A-game today.
Campers and staff pursued the meaning of the theme, character counts.
I want you to give 150%, you got it?
First, they define what constitutes genuine spiritual character.
Good sir.
True godly character, honesty, integrity, and it's doing the right thing.
True godly character is following the Ten Commandments and doing what you know is right, even though sometimes it's hard.
And you build it by practice, practice, practice.
Just like softball.
No other way.
What is the definition of character? Who is it that defines right and wrong, good and evil?
God.
God does. Exactly right.
And long ago, God inspired the Apostle Paul to write, "Bad company corrupts good character." The opposite must also be true. Good company builds good character.
Happy Sabbath!
As a unique, well-defined opportunity to experience good company among dedicated staff and campers, camp is like a character mold.
Building character means, I think, doing the right thing even though no one else is around to cheer you on.
Knowing what God says is right, what God's laws are, and then following them to the best of your ability, even if it's not cool.
Building character to me means having decisions of your own, like choosing right from wrong. If you choose the right way, you build your character. Become a better person.
Our camps help build character because they create a safe environment.
Go!
It encourages everything that good character is all about.
Humans were put on this earth for the one purpose of developing godly character.
Good job!
Good job, girl!
Yeah!
We need to show courage and faith and forgiveness and perseverance. Those are all key to helping us get through life.
There are some other reasons to build character.
To combat the pain-filled, empty wasteland of society that seeks to mold their minds, God's young people must systematically construct a fortress of good character.
I've always been taught that character means that when right and wrong are set before you, character is choosing the right. No matter how good the wrong looks.
He wants you to build good character because, in this life, it can help you succeed financially, socially, and academically.
Camp opens the door to lifelong friendships that will stand the test of time and trial. And friends help friends build character.
That wasn't so hard.
I look for people who really are strong in God's church that I know will help me when I'm going through something.
Well, I think our dorm is really positive and everybody builds each other up.
Being in a dorm, I mean, you learn to be like patient with each other. Yeah. You know, some people come late. You just learn and you learn to love each other.
You just learn, again, to respect each other.
Everyone I've met here, I've stayed friends with ever since I met them.
In the beginning, you know, we go to activities and it's harder to do things because we haven't really learned a lot about each other. But even by the second or third day, we're playing better as a team together.
More teamwork.
Exactly. Like Speedway. We did so much better the second time we played in ropes course. We did awesome. We were breaking records.
My friends are great parts of inspiration. They really push me, get me going.
If you're around someone with bad character, then you're going to end up acting like them somewhat.
My friends at home, they're not all that godly sometimes, but here at camp, like they're like cool with God.
What makes friendships last is that you can really trust people because you know they're all in God's church and that they all obey the same rules that you do. And so even if you don't see them for a really long time, you can just still pick up on that friendship once when you get back together. It's like so great.
Friends are really great here. They respect you for actually having good character.
Dorm life can be very interesting at times. It's like your family for the week.
Our dorm's crazy. We have so many different personalities, but everyone, they're all real good at the heart, and we love each other a lot. And we're having a lot of good times.
Having all of us guys live together, it's so much fun. Everybody's not down in each other, and we have the zone, which is great, awesome. This genius system.
Go! Go!
Blocker, blocker, blocker!
The zone is great, awesome, a genius system. You can't ask for a better recommendation than that. Our camp zone is God's zone, where His kind of character is built.
When we build character, it helps us teach others to build character, and that's what God wants us to do in the millennium.
He who endures to the end shall be saved, said Jesus.
You got this, Zach.
Endurance, a body and spirit, is a powerful character lesson taught by playing sports and camp's other challenging activities. The question is,
How
do camp activities help you build character?
Sports helps develop good character because you have to learn teamwork and everybody has different physical abilities. And working with a team like we do in ropes course helps you realize what strengths you have and then what strengths other people have.
Volleyball helped me build character because everyone's cheering you on and you cheer them on and everyone makes you feel good. It's like you might have missed a shot but you say you almost got it instead of like, oh, you missed it, too bad. I think that helps a lot.
The physical activities that we have here at camp help us to build character as well. One of them is rock climbing.
You need a little bit of courage to get up there and go over the edge.
I think all the activities, they're really hard and you have to learn to be able to do things that you're afraid of.
There you go.
Adversity tests the skill and fortitude of young people.
Give yourself some time. Good job, man. There you go. Good job, David.
How do they face adversity? What is the training ground for courage in action?
Nice.
The answer is camp.
It was cool. I like climbing that high. It's fun. You have to trust the Bel-Air a lot because your whole life depends on him.
Move over a little bit to the left.
And he has to watch you constantly to make sure you don't fall.
As the rock climbing staff clearly point out, God is our ultimate Bel-Air.
Was
that fun? Is that fun, Jess?
Yeah.
Rock climbing teaches campers to build trust and faith.
I don't climb with anybody that I don't trust. I just don't do it. Climb with my friends because I trust them. And they trust me enough because we are our brother's keeper. We put each other's lives in each other's hands.
Spiritual instruction forms the focal point of character building at camp.
And the purpose of this camp is not that you would become great climbers. The purpose of this camp is that you would have great character, that you would be great people.
Pastors and wives teach God's way and word directly to our campers.
I want to demonstrate fairness today through a little bit of an exercise that we're going to do.
Dedicated counselors and staff reinforce these concepts at dorm time and at activities.
You see how every little thing you learn has a spiritual lesson.
The value of this character education is priceless.
It kind of teaches us a little more about God's way that we can understand in our element, and we can take it with us and be more in God's way as we go in our daily lives.
And how can you build godly character if you don't know what it exactly entails? Yeah. That's what the Christian Living classes do for me.
Are we going to be Good Samaritans today and every single day during this camp session?
The compass checks help show us people who had those good characteristics in the Bible and the good results that came from those.
Daniel's character and his reliability were undisputed.
The Christian Living classes, I think they're better for me than sermons, because sermons, usually they're directed at a general audience.
With the Christian Living classes and the Bible studies, it really put me back on track.
Nice job, Michael!
I live in a city where there's a lot of things that are, you know, maybe dangerous or can sidetrack you from life, and these classes really get you back on that path.
Pick it up, fast break!
The spiritual aspects of camp are really helpful, because the Christian Living classes are things that we can put into our lives and use them, and so a lot. They've been really good this year.
I really appreciate the talk that the guys took on masculinity.
So that you come to understand what it means to be a man, so that you come to understand what it means to be a man by God's standards, most of all, and not by the standards of the world.
Here at camp, you learn respect, character, discipline.
After the quality of love, the second most important character trait of the divine character is joy. Inner peace, the happy outlook on life, pure laughter and good cheer. Having that kind of fun is a vital part of United Youth Camp's character building program. In fact, this is one of the most popular aspects of building character for campers and staff. Sometimes camp is just too much fun. United Youth Campers speak with skill for themselves. What then is the conclusion of the matter? How does character count at camp?
Summed up, it's learning to discern and living what you learn. You gotta choose right from wrong.
Character counts a lot. Strong character and strong friendships makes you want to come back to camp.
All my friends in my town are they're my friends, but they're just my acquaintances, and all my friends in the church are really my friends.
I know I leave camp every year with a new attitude to better my life throughout the world today and not have so much of the kind of stuff that's going on out there.
Even when I first started coming to camp, I have to say I had a hard time really getting into my Bible, but I met Becky here this first year, and just her influence over me, I'm fully into the Bible much more than I ever have been due to influence of friends.
You'll be back?
Oh yeah. The last year I was here, next year I'm going to be here forever. I'm going to be camper, and then I'm going to be staff. That's what I want to do.
One, two, three, right.
Good job.
One, two, three, left.
All the United Youth Camp staff.
Go Women Staff!
And campers deeply appreciate your faith-filled prayers and support for the camp program.
We as a camp strive for excellence.
Camp continues as one of the church's most effective tools for youth instruction.
To the outcast on the knees.
With God's generous blessing, we eagerly look forward to another successful camp season. Campers and staff, please fill out your camp applications and make plans now to join us. Character counts at camp, and we are counting on you to continue this ongoing construction project of building Christ-like character and preparing for the soon coming Kingdom of God.